In full regalia, from elders to the very young, the Cape Fox dancers welcomed the Ketchikan School Board to the organized village of Saxman, offering traditional Tlingit singing and dancing. The dancing was just the start of a meeting that focused on Native culture and education. School board members heard about the Native arts program at Ketchikan High School and were able to see some examples of the crafts students have made through that program. The board also heard from teachers in the Tribal Scholars Program, which is a partnership between the Ketchikan School District and Ketchikan Indian Community. That program offers classes to Native students held at KIC's facilities and led by certified teachers. The program is funded through a 3-year Alaska Native Education Program grant, and this is the 3rd year of that grant. Here's one of the teachers, Tiffany Pickerel, who says she fell in love with her students right away.
And I was warned when I first came in. I was warned by people outside of this program that these kids are lazy, they just don't want to work, and I had my work cut out for me. They could not be more wrong. These kids have really stepped up to the challenge that has been presented to them.
Joey Fama is another Tribal Scholars teacher. He formerly taught math and science at Ketchikan High School. He says he had some of the same students at K-Hi, and they didn't pass his class. In the Tribal Scholars program, though, they did.
That setting where you're switching class every 50 minutes and you have 6 different classes, 6 different teachers, is not for everyone.
Fama says Revilla Alternative School provides an option for some students, but that school is best for kids who work well on their own. It doesn't work for kids who need the interaction of a classroom, but without the instability of constantly switching rooms and teachers.
Back in the day, they used to have one-room schoolhouses, and that's what we're doing at the Tribal Scholars Program.
Peter Stanton is a third Tribal Scholars teacher.
So every day I come in and I work with 10 amazingly unique students working on American government and world history and overarching social studies concepts all at the same time.
Stanton says the program is another way to engage students and provide an opportunity for them to succeed. He says he would love to see the program continue after the grant expires. Lee Wallace of the Organized Village of Saxman IRA spoke during public comment and asked the school board to look into continuing the Tribal Scholars partnership with KIC.
You want the very best for all of our citizens here in Ketchikan. And I think this program that KIC has been offering shows us that. And I think we'd certainly like it to continue and keep those students excelling as they should be. It'll add to your success rate, too.
The school board later directed Superintendent Robert Boyle to bring back more information about the Tribal Scholars Program, its costs, and options for possibly maintaining it. The board also heard about the Indian Education Act preschool at Fawn Mountain Elementary School. Principal Alonzo Escalante says preschools are proven to help students succeed as they continue their education. The school district's Indian Policies and Procedures Committee also was discussed. That currently has disbanded, but it will reform within the next month. Board member Dave Timmerman says the district is recruiting committee members in hopes of having a member from each Native organization within the district. As the meeting ended, Board President Michelle O'Brien thanked Saxman for hosting the meeting, and she says she'd like to do it again next year. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.
Thank you.